Hello again, everyone. My name is Jordan. Welcome back to another episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. Here on the podcast, we talk about all things esports, business, starting an esports org, hanging out with friends in the industry, and just having a good time with everybody and talking all things gaming. That's mainly what we do here. Today, it's just going to be me. I have a couple of things that we're going to talk about first before we get into the main topic, which is kind of why our organization, Cryus Gaming, decided to go into Rocket League for the first video game to compete in and to create content around. But like I said, we're going to do a bit of news first. Now, this isn't a news podcast, but when things are going on in the gaming world and when it's just me for an episode, it's going to be kind of nice to just sit back, talk about some things going on around the esports world, and just give my opinion on them just for fun. But that's not going to take up too much time, and that's not going to happen every single week. It's just going to happen when, you know, there's no guest or not as much to talk about regarding Cryus Gaming if nothing's happened in the past week. Because the thing with having a startup is that you're usually busy, right, because you're just beginning. But there's also a lot of points where you have a couple of days where there's not much to do because you're waiting for certain deadlines or you're waiting for other things to happen before you can move on with the next task. And that's also part of, you know, working on your own and being your own boss. Although obviously that's awesome, it's also a challenge because ever since I started working, when I was, 14, 15, I've always had a boss. I've always had people to tell me what to do. And when they told me what to do, I always found better ways to do them. And in that sense, I was my own boss, or I did things on my own or my own way. But I still had somebody saying, hey, Jordan, here's what you're going to do, or have this done by this time. Same with school. You know, you have tests or you have certain deadlines or project outlines. Basically, I've always been told what to do. And now that I'm starting my own business, nobody's telling me what to do. So it's all on me. And that's exciting. Like I said, don't get me wrong. I like working for myself, and I can never see myself working for another person or another company forever. I've always wanted to do my own thing and own my own business. But it's since it's the very, very beginning of that, it's only been less than a month since I've graduated university, college, whatever, and been like doing this. So still kind of figuring out those little kinks and ironing those out, but it's still good. It's just, that's probably something that nobody really talks about. Everybody's like, oh, you're so busy, you have to do everything. It's like, well, yeah, I'm doing everything. Like, you know, this morning, for example, I had a meeting with Alex, who's on the show last week. If you haven't seen that episode, go check it out. It's Lucky Dip episode number 2. He's the other co-founder of Cryus Gaming. So we had a meeting, we're talking about a lot of stuff, some exciting things coming up. And then after that, went for a little walk, caught some Pokemon, and made some TikToks. So like, and now I'm making a podcast. So you know what I mean? Like my day is very, it's not very set in stone as to like what things happen or what tasks go on throughout the day. Yeah, so we're trying to figure that flow, and also when you're working with somebody but completely remotely, like I haven't seen Alex in person for probably a year. I think we did one filming thing when we worked for a different esports company together in like September of last year, September 2020. But since then, I haven't done anything in person. So that's the other tough part, because like we're trying to plan things and do things, and like right now we're trying to edit this video that we're gonna actually be posting soon, which I'll do a little announcement later. And it's really hard because we're independently doing things together. Does that make any sense? I know a lot of you probably have that same thing happening due to COVID, right? Everybody's online or things are separated, but yet you're still collaboratively working together. It just still feels weird because we're trying to get things done, but we have so much free time still, especially because we're at home. So there's only like so much we can do before we do the next thing. Sorry, that was a bit of a tangent, I know. It was just something on my mind. So I just wanted to explain that when you're working for a startup, or when you are the startup in a COVID world with esports, when in the country that you're living in, it's not really a thing yet, so you're trying to figure everything out from scratch as you go. Days are busy, but days are also slow. And being your own boss can be tough, but it's also fun. Anyways, enough about that. Let's talk about some of the topics that I wanted to talk about today, and then we'll get into some Rocket League stuff specifically. So the first thing is that I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard or seen on the Twitter timeline is Bill Mayer, I think his name is. I could probably even be wrong. I've never heard of this guy in my entire life. Let me just search this up. Bill Mayer. It's Bill Mayer. I guess he has a late night show. And I guess he just said something along the lines of like, people watching other people game or stream is like a big waste of time. And, you know, that's not the first time that some of these old people have said that or thought that. I mean, my own parents for a while thought that it was a waste of time too, and they didn't understand it. And, you know, especially for like late night shows, it's not the first time that I've heard something like that where they're poking fun at gamers, poking fun at esports and saying, oh, like, go outside, pass a ball. Like, why are you nerds sitting down watching other people play video games? Like, freaking play it yourself. And it's always just funny because it's so out of touch, especially if it's so hypocritical because you are a host on a late night show. So why would I watch you when I could just make my own jokes or look at news in another form? I don't know. It's just always weird to me that they don't see that difference. Like, there's no difference between watching someone play video games at the highest level than there is watching somebody play traditional sports at the highest level, or watching news or watching TV shows. It's the same thing. So that argument is just completely outdated in my mind, and that's just them trying to probably come up with something funny and, you know, let's poke fun at the gamers again. So it's never really bothered me because they're not my audience anyways, and they clearly don't understand the landscape, they don't understand the potential, and ultimately that's gonna be their loss. But they're doing their thing, we're doing our thing. It's just really funny how I'll get that from even some other sports people too that I've heard, who are more around my age, who just again, it's that same thing. They're like, why would you watch somebody else play video games and you play them yourself? And really, it's because it's entertainment. Like, anytime you're watching entertainment, that's a way to relax. The way that you spend that entertainment time should be up to you. If you want to watch sports, go watch sports. You want to watch gaming, streaming, watch that. It's another thing too, personally, actually, is it makes me better at the game when I'm watching somebody else play. And an example of that is when I watch CDL, so I'm watching Call of Duty League, and I go on and play the next night, I actually play better because, like, I'm watching how they're playing, if that makes any sense, especially when I'm in like league play and stuff where it's a bit more competitive. Obviously, like, the gun skill and whatnot has to be there, you gotta shoot straight. But other than that, it really does help just seeing the positioning of players, seeing the different spots they go to, seeing like when they decide to push somebody, when they do the, you know, have to be patient and they get the, you know, two kills or whatever. Like, there's so much like little nuances to it that I wouldn't understand that just on my own because I'm not the best player. I'm not a pro player. So when I watch these pro players play, I get better myself at the game. And again, like I said, it's just entertainment. I mean, all of you out there can understand that because you're all gamers or you're younger, I'm assuming, and you kind of get the vibe where watching people on Twitch is like very fun and entertaining. And you don't even need to necessarily watch gamers on Twitch. There's tons of other things, like hot tub streamers. I'm kidding, I'm not gonna get into that. It's just weird. But maybe I myself will start doing hot tub streams, get some of those views up. I don't know, maybe I'll do this podcast live in a hot tub. You never know. I don't have a hot tub. That might be a little bit of an issue, but other than that, I'll work something out. Don't worry, everybody, I'll work something out for that one. But yeah, that's really all I have to say about the case, is that it's just funny. And once people kind of understand, like, I'm talking like usually like older people, once they understand how big gaming is and how awesome the community is, and realize that there's a lot of parallels between esports and traditional sports where you're just watching somebody play what you're interested in at the highest level, it's all the same. So they're just saying it, it's whatever. I've never seen the show and I won't get any updates unless it's on Twitch or Twitter because I don't even have cable. So yeah, that's that. One last thing though that I do want to say about watching other people play is that I really found this happened to me when I was back in Fortnite. I know Fortnite's still around, but I haven't played it for a few years, and I think this maybe was around 2018 or 2019, I don't remember, whenever Fortnite was pretty big but also still new. I guess this would have been a bit later because I already had played Fortnite for a little bit. It was really big and I just never good at the game, like super good. I just don't really care for battle royales personally as well, and also it was a third person shooter, and the building mechanics and stuff, everything got a little crazy in Fortnite. I don't need to dig deep into Fortnite, but I just remember that I would enjoy watching Nick Merckx play tournaments. I'd watch Fortnite tournaments all the time, and I found it super entertaining because I myself couldn't play, but I still thought the game was really fun to watch. And so I'd get more joy out of watching a streamer play for an hour than I would playing myself. So I found that happened most specifically with Fortnite, where I did not have any interest in playing it anymore, literally zero, and I didn't want to practice. I also knew I wasn't very good. I'd rather play Call of Duty or, you know, some racing games or something. But I really, really enjoyed watching other people play competitive Fortnite. So that's I guess another thing too. If you don't want to do it yourself, sometimes you just don't. Even if it's gaming, surprise, gaming is just like other things. Sometimes you're not very good at it, or you don't want to play it yourself, but you still enjoy it. I don't know how that's such a hard concept to wrap your head around. But okay, enough about that. I know I said I was done and then I went back into it, but it's because I just remembered that Fortnite thing and how I would always watch Nick Merckx play Fortnite because I was like, this guy's good. He plays controller. I like the community. I like his vibes. And I just watch him play for hours and not play any Fortnite by myself. I had it uninstalled by this time and I have not installed it since then. But yeah, next thing that we're going to talk about is esports certification. In the future, you're hearing this right now. If you want to join Cryus Gaming, you must have esports certification. I want to see that because it really shows me that you are in knowledge, you have in-depth knowledge, you are smart, and you understand the esports landscape. So go spend $400 and get that. Obviously, I'm kidding. That's freaking stupid. That may be the dumbest thing I've seen. Okay, so, so I saw this on my Twitter feed. Which I'm sure a lot of you did last week. A lot of people are tweeting about it. And it's a $400. This is American dollars. So Canadian, I don't know what that is. I should probably do the excursion. What am I saying? 400 US dollars to Canadian dollars. Okay, so 500 bucks. That's what I was going to guess, but I didn't want to sound stupid. Okay, so $500 for me if I wanted to go get an esports certification. And it is a lot of questions. And from some of the questions that I have seen, they are ridiculous. So I have a degree, like I said, okay, a communications degree. For some reason, in our second year of the degree, we had to take a stats class, all right? I do not like math. I haven't taken math since high school. There's a reason that I went into broadcasting, into communications. Why I like gaming and doing all this stuff and creating content, because I don't like math, I don't like science, I don't like any of those things. I like being creative. Okay, that's what I'm really into, is being creative. So we had to take this stats class, and the only reason I passed is because I cheated. Not really, we just didn't get formulas, so I just had the formulas written down, because how am I supposed to remember formulas? Anyways, I have my degree, so I think it's safe to say that I did that 4 years ago, or 3 years ago. But I didn't learn anything from that, okay? They kept saying, oh, you're going to use these stats one day. You're going to, you know, statistics are important. And yes, they are. Yes, they are. But I'm going to hire people who know how to do that stuff. I myself am not going to do that. The reason that I bring this up is because a lot of the questions that I saw when I was, like, kind of looking through the esports certification thing, like, just on Twitter and looking through some of the pictures, it's all, like, stats. And it's all, like, this crazy in-depth mathematical knowledge. Obviously, that's probably not every single question. And it probably just shows that you understand. I don't know, maybe some business stuff. I'm honestly not entirely sure what they were going for, but it's just funny because I'm not going to look at somebody who has an esports certification and immediately go, all right, they're in, they have the certification, they're set. They have a certificate, like they're good. They're certified. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I mean, that's kind of ironic because I have a degree. I guess the reason why I think the thing I'm trying to say is that I never thought that a piece of paper is going to get me certain opportunities or like make people think differently of me. I know that sounds weird to say and whatnot, but I'm kind of just got a degree, you know, made my family happy, everything like that, made some good friends, obviously met my co-founder through that. But it's still kind of interesting that a company would like release this $400 to get certified. And I forget how many questions, but it's a lot of questions. And like assume that if you get that, you'll get more jobs or people will take you more seriously. So I guess the people that lose ultimately are the ones who spend the money on that and then don't get any benefits from it, because really, like, I'm not going to look at the Esports Certification Institute and be like, oh yeah, perfect and whatnot. And I'm just reading this quick article off of Esports Observer, and it says that Esports Certification Institute actually announced that they're halting its plans and refunding money to anyone who had already paid for the program because it received such backlash, which is good because they obviously don't understand the esports industry. They don't understand the landscape, the community. It's just so funny that a company goes out there, releases this. That's such a ripoff. That's like those people on YouTube and stuff who are like fake entrepreneurs. I guess not fake, but the way that they make their wealth is just kind of, what's it called? Fantasized or centralized? That can't be right. what I'm trying to say is it's like those people out there who are like, oh, you want to live like me? I dropped out of school. I have this yacht and I travel all the time. Well, if you buy my program for $100 a month, I'm going to sit down and go through these lessons to teach you exactly what to do with your money. And it's all just BS. Like, it never really means anything. And usually you just get ripped off. It's like a scam. It's a pyramid scheme sort of thing like that, right? Where people have these promises and then you pay them a whole bunch of money. And then you're like, what did I actually learn from that? The reason that they're making money is because they're leasing things or renting things, or, you know, I'm buying their product, which is them giving me a program. It just seems something weird like that, right? Like, I don't understand that whole esports certification institute thing. So don't go get esports certification. That's okay. You'll just meet people, make connections, and eventually build up your, you know, repertoire of knowledge in esports. And you can learn more from freaking doing stuff than you will from taking a test. That's what I learned through stats class. I don't know anything about stats anymore, and I passed, so that's all I needed to do in order to get my degree, which is funny. One last thing that I want to say about that, too, is I actually completely forget. Oh, I'm going to lose my... What was I going to say? It was something about the esports certification. I don't remember, but whatever. We can leave that now. I think I've said all I want to say on that. I just think it's a complete waste of money. I'm glad that they're refunding people, and don't fall for schemes like that to try to get ahead, because I feel bad for, again, like I said, I feel bad for the people who purchased that thinking that it's going to like get them, you know, ahead of the game in a sense, but in reality, it just doesn't. So I don't think anybody really is going to be looking at that. Maybe some small scenarios, maybe I'm just stupid and some other companies or orgs are going to actually look at that. But from the response on Twitter, I don't think anybody's going to take that seriously. So you can save your money. You're welcome. Okay, now let's get into a little bit about Rocket League specifically, and the reason that Kreis Gaming is going into Rocket League competitively, and why we're creating some content around it. So, when we were deciding on like which game to go into, we broke it down. Alex did a really good job. Alex actually had like a whole diagram or infographic, I guess you could say, that broke down video games into esports options. So there's like fighting games, first person shooters, MOBAs, and sports games. And you know, we had a bit of stats. There we go. I'm using my stats knowledge. I didn't do this, so this is all Alex's doing. You know, just kind of saying like, what are some games in each of these sections? What are some opportunities in them? What are the barriers? Are they popular here in Canada? Things like that. So when we were looking through, like you guys know, my favorite game is Call of Duty. I've been playing that forever. It's just something that I really, really like. I really enjoy. So obviously, I want to get into Call of Duty eventually. Alex, on the other hand, is really into League of Legends. That's like his main game. That's what he really likes. This other guy who works for us, he's really into fighting games and also Warzone now. So as you can see, there's a huge variety of people who like games, right? There's so many different types of games and everything like that. So we didn't want to be biased when we were deciding to do this, because we're like, do we get a Valorant team? Do we get a Call of Duty team for challengers? Do we have like a League of Legends Academy team? Do we just go into fighting games like Street Fighter or Super Smash Bros, all those? So when we kind of went and looked at all these options, we actually kind of stumbled upon Rocket League, and that's a game that nobody has really played before. And by nobody, I mean like us, the two of us, had never really played before. Alex actually played it way back when it was first released, like years ago, like 5-6 years ago, before it was actually called Rocket League. I forget what it's called, but it's a really long name. And I never even really knew anything about it. But when we kind of looked at it, we realized that it's gained a lot of popularity, especially here in Canada. It's starting to gain popularity. I know it is everywhere else too, mostly because it became free to play very recently. So we kind of looked at those. We looked at some numbers. We looked at YouTube videos. We started watching some streams. And we realized that it might be a really, really good starting place. And there's a few reasons for that. The first reason, of course, is like I said, it became free to play. When you have a free to play, blah, blah, blah. When you have a free to play game, it just really drops that barrier where anybody can play it because it's free, right? So when you have games such as Call of Duty or some of these other games where you have to pay like $80 a year because it comes out every single year, a new game, and they're about $80 upwards of $100-something depending on the package you get, that's such a barrier because some people can't afford that, right? So they might have a PC and they just want to play free-to-play games. They have no interest in playing or watching games that cost a ton of money, because that is a lot of money. So free-to-play is a big thing. The other really big part about it is that cross-platform. And the reason that's really good, which thanks to Fortnite, it really made that boost, I guess, or really kind of brought that to view, is because you're not restricted to just using PC or just using Xbox or PlayStation, whatever the case may be. And that's not only nice when you're trying to create content, because I have a PlayStation, I also have a PC, but I have Rocket League on my PlayStation, right? So I'm playing, I can play with Alex who plays on PC, we can play with somebody who has Xbox. So it really just breaks that barrier down where we don't need to have the same console, or we don't need to all be on PC in order to play together, to create content together, anything like that. Of course, at the competitive level, you want to have a PC and you all want to have, you know, a very similar setup with like really good stats and whatnot, or specs rather, on your PC so that you're playing at the optimal performance and it's the fastest and you have a good refresh rate on your monitor and all of that stuff, right? So obviously at the very, very high level, you want to have all the same thing, usually on PC. But the point is like just starting out, it's very easy because it's cross-platform. So we can get people who play PlayStation, Xbox, you get the gist of it. It just really breaks that barrier to where pretty much anybody can play. Well, you can, it's free and it's cross-platform. Now, obviously not gonna sign people who've never played before, but it's just simply creating content's easy and finding a lot of players from different consoles or PCs will be easier too. Another reason is because it's three players per team. Plus you wanna have probably about one or two subs and then also have a coach. So, you know, let's just cut out the sub players for right now. Let's just say it's four people, three players on the roster and then a coach. That is really easy to manage compared to some games like Valorant where it's like five players, or League where I think it's four or five players, and then Call of Duty as well where, you know, it just went back to four players plus coaches and stuff. So it's really minimal in that sense for your team, which is helpful for us to logistically manage because it's our first time doing it. Hopefully it'll be easier to find some players and coaches and create content and kind of keep up with everything to start out. So that's another reason that we think Rocket League was really good. And one last one, well, I guess there's two, but one other one is just because it's very easy to understand from a viewer's perspective. So when you have people who are watching, you're kind of new to esports, they're going to look at League of Legends. Like if I watch League of Legends, I would have no idea what's going on. I can watch a bit of Valorant, but I'm still like a little confused. And I can watch Call of Duty and I understand it. But I know that if somebody's never played Call of Duty, they might see that they're like, oh, okay, you killed them, or you're trying to get to that point. But like, they won't really know the ins and outs, or they won't really understand it fully what's going on. So it's very hard sometimes to break into new markets when you're playing games like that. Like I said, though, I really want to get into those. I guess the other big barrier for specifically League and Call of Duty is that they're franchise leagues now. So that for us is now a $20 million plus barrier, because in order to get a team in there franchised, you need to have a lot of money, a lot of investors, and a big audience. So we don't have that currently. Realize that's probably not a good place to start, is trying to make a team in those specific games. We went with one that's not part of a franchise yet. And Valorant is also another really good one that's not part of a franchise yet. And those are nice because lots of times they're open bracket tournaments and, you know, the RLCS, open bracket. So basically, if you're good enough, you can make it. And that's what we like to see. That's what we want to have happen, obviously. But it just kind of like helps us out starting out as an org to have these opportunities for us that are a little bit easier. Hopefully I didn't overexplain any of that stuff. But yes, and I guess also from the content's perspective, it's going to be a lot easier making content around Rocket League because it's so easy to understand. It's soccer, but with rocket-powered cars, right? So you got a blue team, you got an orange team. There you go. Go play. You get it. Blue's trying to score on red or orange, whatever, and vice versa the other way. So super easy to make content around. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, like, the numbers for Rocket League are pretty good. In 2019, there was about 37 million hours of streams and YouTube videos and stuff. Wait, what did I say? I said 37 million hours, right? Okay, I think I did. But yeah, that's a lot of hours. And then competitively, again in 2019, Rocket League had about 20 million hours watched. So it's about a half and half. You know, half the audience likes to watch streamers play or watch it casually, and then the other half likes to watch the streams and competitive esports aspect to it. So again, that's a really nice almost 50-50 split, which will help us tap into both markets, creating content while also competing, which would be awesome. And again, those numbers are from 2019, so 2 years later, numbers are a lot higher. And, you know, you can watch any stream on Rocket League when they have the RLCS, and there's over 100,000 concurrent viewers watching. Granted, what they do, the reason there's a lot of people, most likely, is because you get drops through watching the stream after you watch it for a certain amount of time. So it's a smart idea, but it's also, like, kind of skews the numbers because it's, like, how many people are actually actively watching? You know, you can look at the chat and half the time they're saying, oh, I just got my drop, or, you know, how long to my drop, or things like that. So it's, like, they might care, but they also might not care that much, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes I know if I'm like, I just want to drop, I'll just turn it on, watch one game, and then leave, but I don't turn off the stream, so it looks like I'm still watching, but I'm not. So that's a little bit of a skewed thing, but it's smart for them to do, so you get a lot of viewers. And at the end of the day, the more viewers, the better. So those are kind of the main reasons why we're going to go into Rocket League, and we're very excited to do it. Right now, I'll give you some little insider info, a little secret Lucky Dip insider info. I'm not spoiling anything crazy. Don't worry, folks. Everything's going to come out as it does. But right now, we're making content. So if you look at our TikTok, actually, at Cryus Gaming, CRIIUSGAMING, Cryus Gaming on TikTok, Cryus Gaming on TikTok, we have a lot of stuff up there. So that's kind of like the main form of like short meme, funny content that we're putting up. Lots of it is old footage that I have from when I used to stream. There's a variety of games I have up there. I have some TikToks that are Rocket League. I have some Red Dead Redemption. I might have some Grand Theft Auto up there. I might not yet. I have some Call of Duty, zombies, like so much stuff up there. So if you want to see what we're kind of working on right now, go check out the TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. Like, comment, share, duet it, whatever you want to do. Those are so much fun to make. That's what I make almost every day, is just a little TikTok. Some of them are new, though. Like, I'll record purposely for TikTok, and the nice reason, or the nice part about why TikTok is fun to make content for, is because the algorithm is like unlike any other on a social media platform. I actually did research into it for one of my media finals, or not finals, but like a big media project. And the way that their algorithm works is unreal. Like, you can get noticed so easily. And the hard part with TikTok is just because, like, you might not get as many fans per se, right? Because, like, I don't follow any TikTok accounts. I just look at whatever's on my For You page. But it's still easy for your video to get a lot of views. So just for, as an example, I think we have 6 or 7 videos up and almost 1,000 views total. And like I said, those aren't really promoting anything right now. They're just making content for fun. And I think we have 16 followers at this very moment. So that's more than we have on any other social platform put together. That's more views than we're going to get on YouTube for a long time. And it just is a really good way to just have fun, connect with people, and just make some funny content. So TikTok is kind of what we've been mainly focusing on. But the exciting part, which I kind of teased at earlier at the start of this podcast, is that we are making an introduction video, I guess you could say, of Cryus Gaming. Alex is editing it right now as we speak. I filmed my parts last week, and he's reshooting some stuff today. He reshot some on the weekend. So it's going to be pretty sweet. And that's going to be our very, very first YouTube video. So what we're going to do for YouTube is our content's going to be broken down into 3 separate sections for our content plan. So one section is going to be storytelling and documentary style videos, which is going to be like this announcement video. So it's going to be our first official Cryus video on YouTube. It's our YouTube debut. And it's going to be very nice looking. We put a lot of work into this one, and it's just like a general introduction. Lots of, you know, us talking and whatnot, and learning kind of about what Cryus is. So down the line, we're going to have some documentary style videos about building an organization, entering esports, building a team, introductions about me, introduction about other team members, Alex, other team members. By the way, I mean like Cryus as well as like our Rocket League team and whatnot. So we're going to have like really nice videos about that. And those ones are kind of like the gems, you could say, like the really fancy videos. Then we're also going to have gaming videos, of course. So kind of like our TikToks, but longer form. So ultimately, the way that we want to use TikTok and stuff is to promote our YouTube videos. So what we'll try to do is, once we have a YouTube video made, we'll upload it, and then we'll also make a short version, upload that on TikTok, and then try to filter people from TikTok through to YouTube by saying, if you want to see the full video, check out the rest on YouTube, sort of thing, right? So that's not a new concept. None of this actually is new. This is all stuff I've learned and things I've heard on podcasts and things I just see other creators do. So that's the other thing we're going to do. We're also going to use Twitter for that a little bit, Reddit, our own personal Discord. Not our own personal one, I mean Christ Gaming's Discord as well, to kind of promote that stuff. So that's the other reason that we're going to make those types of videos. And then the last type of video we're going to make as well, which again we'll promote through TikTok and stuff, is going to be in real life videos. So there's going to be a whole bunch of fun videos like trivia or, you know, what are they called, the ranking or tier lists, all that stuff. So that's going to be, again, with like, you know, the Cryos team and also with our Rocket League players, things like that. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So you can look for those different types of videos. Again, they'll be on TikTok. They'll be on YouTube. The full version's on YouTube, of course. And if you want to check out Reddit, we have a subreddit at Cryos Gaming, you know, r/ Is it forward slash, backward slash? I don't know. Forward slash, maybe. Cryos Gaming, no space. And yeah, that's where we're going to post all of our stuff. That's how we're going to get started, trying to build a bit of an audience and start slowly but surely. YouTube is one that, you know, since I was young, I've always been on YouTube. I've had a variety of channels, and YouTube is kind of like what I wanted. I wanted to be a YouTuber when I was younger. Like, I'm talking when I was in like junior high, middle school, I was like, yo, I want to be a YouTuber. So I've always been into YouTube, but it's very, very, very tough to do. You have to be consistent. You have to have good content. You have to have longer form content, and you just got to build up an audience, and that can be really tough and take a lot of time. So we're hoping to get started on that very soon so we can kind of build that audience and start getting a fan base going, which will hopefully transfer over to our competitive teams. And that's why when we film with them, we want to try to build up not only like our brand around them, but also their own personal brand so they can get more of their own fans, their own brand deals, everything like that, setting them up for success outside of competing and getting more forms of income for them, which would be fantastic. So yeah, I'm really excited for all that stuff, and I'm excited for you guys to see all the things that are going to be coming up. I'm excited to start making more TikToks, posted on YouTube. That video, by the way, on YouTube should actually be out later this week, the first week of May 2021. It should be out, ready to go. Check out our website, cryosgaming.com. We'll have updates on there as well. Links to all the socials, links to the Discord. Oh, it's exciting stuff. As for this podcast, episode 3 of Lucky Dip, I think that's going to wrap it up. Again, it was a little different today because I had a couple of topics to cover before we got into Rocket League and Cryos Gaming specifically, but it's been a little bit of a slower week for Cryos, as in not much I can share at this very time besides what I already have shared. So hopefully more stuff comes out soon, and I think next week I'm going to try to get a guest on, which will be awesome, a little surprise guest for you guys, and go from there. Thank you for listening, have a great day, and I will see you next week or on TikTok. All right, have a good one, everyone. Bye.